今天晚上呢，我们继续看这个神的话语。
And tonight we continue to hear the word of God.
要成为有影响力的人。
Must become an influential man.
这个是今天晚上的我们的主题了。
This is the theme for this evening.
其实三十一号圣经迎新崇拜里面呢，分享了要成为有影响力的人。
So in fact, on the 31st of December, that is the Watch Night Service, we really shared that to become an influential man.
看看一下，在于我们的生活里面最重要的事情是什么呢？
Let's take a look exactly what's the most important thing in our life.
你们觉得在于我们的生活里面最重要的事情是什么？
You consider exactly what's the most important thing in our life.
得到很大的才干。
To receive a very big capabilities.
或者是赚很多的钱。
Or to earn so much money.
不是的呢。
This is not.
到底什么事情是最重要呢？
Exactly what is the most important thing?
如果你能够做到最重要的事情的话，当然是 money 等等，把你健康你要的通通跟着那个重要的事情一起进来。
Of course, if you can do that important thing, all this like the good health, the monies, and etc., all this will come along with it.
所以呢，我们也像所罗门那样，不需要求很多的东西了。
And just like Solomon, we do not need to ask for many things.
知道最重要的事情。
And we know what is the most important thing.
然后求最重要的事情。
And to seek for the most important thing.
那么你所要的 everything 都可以进来。
你所要的全部都可以进来。
所以呢，最笨的人是谁呢？
So who's the stupidest man?
为了非本质的事情来忙。
They were busy over the non-fundamentals.
这是抓住一个重要的事情。
It's just to grab hold of one important thing.
这样的话，你的生活变成很单纯。
And this way, your life will be very simple.
也不需要忙。
And you do not need to be busy.
只是忙在一个事情那边够了的。
You just be busy in one single matter. That's good
enough. 圣经所讲的最重要的事情是什么呢？
So indeed for the Bible, when it talks about the most important thing, what is that?
马太福音第六章第三十三节告诉我们说，先求神的国和神的义。
So in Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, it says that first to seek the kingdom of God and the righteousness of God.
意思说先求上帝的统治。上帝的目的，上帝的旨意，这就是在我们的生活里面最重要的事情的。
Mean to say that to first seek the sovereignty of God, the will of God, and His plans. This is the most important thing in our life.
对，这是求上帝的统治，上帝的旨意，上帝的目的。那么其他的呢？自动的都进来你的生命里面。
Indeed, it is right that to only seek the sovereignty of God, the purpose of God, and the will of God. All other things will automatically will come along with it.
如果是这样的话，到底上帝的统治的方法是什么？
If this is the way, exactly what is God's ways of sovereignty?
上帝拯救你的目的是什么？
What is the purpose of our God saving you?
上帝对你身上有什么旨意呢？
Exactly what is our God's will on you?
这就是先求上帝的国和神的义的意思嘛。
This is the meaning to first seek the kingdom of God and the righteousness of God.
所以呢，我们一定要明白上帝统治的方法。
Therefore, we must have know about the ways of our God's sovereignty.
我们一定要明白上帝拯救你的目的，上帝对你身上的旨意是什么。
And we must have understand exactly what is the purpose of God on you, and also what is the will of God on you.
英文来讲，我们一定要明白这个 destiny.
Mean to say that we must know about this destiny.
Destiny, D-E-S-T-I-N-Y.
Destiny.That's the spelling.
神意或者是命运。
That's a destiny.
要明白。
You must understand.
我们看看一下上帝统治的方法，或者是上帝拯救你的目的，或者是上帝对你身上的旨意是什么呢？
Let's look at about what is the way of God's sovereignty, exactly what is our God's purpose on you, and exactly what is our God's will on you.
我们看一下马太福音第五章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 5.
十三节到第十六节。
Verse 13 to 16.
今天时间上只是分享到第十三节 only.
Due to time constraint today, we only share to verse 13.
但是读看看第十三节到第十六节。
But let's take a read about verse 13 to 16.
好，请。你们是世上的盐，盐若失了味，怎能叫它再咸呢？以后无用，不过丢在外面被人践踏了。
You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot.
上帝统治的方法是什么呢？
Exactly what is God's ways of His
sovereignty? 上帝对你身上的计划是什么？
And what is the purpose of our God on you?
你是盐巴。
And you are the salt.
盐巴失去它的功能，它的功能是什么？出 咸味的咯。
And the salt loses its function. And what is its function? The function is to be salty.
你也失去神给你的本质，神给你的使命，你的香味的话怎么样？你的味道，哦，你也死定了。
So if you were to lose your own essence, if you lose your own function, your own mission, and then what happens in the midst to become the flavoring, and definitely you'll be die for sure.
这就是上帝统治这个世上的方法了。
This is the way of our God's sovereignty over.
你好而出你原来的味道的话，怎么样呢？上帝会使用你啊。
If you properly to live out to your own flavoring, our God will definitely use you.
第十四节，你们是世上的光，成照在山上是不能隐藏的，人点灯不放在兜底下，是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。
Verse 14, you are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Verse 15, neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house.
你是光哪里的了？
And you are the light.
圣经说光就是耶稣了。
And the Bible says the light is our Jesus.
意思说你里面有耶稣了。
Meaning to say that in you there is Jesus.
你里面有耶稣的结果呢，周围的人都有问题的时候来找你啊。
Because there is Jesus in you, what happens to surrounding people when they face with problems, they all will come and look for you.
啊，这里的山上的村庄的意思是什么？就是我们的基督徒。
And over here it says everyone in the house, it means that we Christians.
现在我们周围的人碰到问题了。
So right now the surrounding people, they all face with a problem.
啊，我们周围的人经济上碰到问题。
So right now the surrounding people, they are facing with a financial problem.
啊，他们被鬼附身。
And they have been possessed by devils.
啊，生病了。
And they've fallen ill.
得了忧郁症了。
And they had depression.
啊，有问题。
And there are problems.
啊，但是看到我们基督徒。
But they saw our Christians.
啊，我们看到了山上的那个灯。
And we saw the light on the mountain.
他们看到了山上的这个光。
And they see the light that is right on the mountain.
那么一定会来找你啊。
They will definitely come and look for you.
这个是上帝拯救你的目的。
This is the purpose of our God saving you.
啊，这就是上帝对你身上的旨意。
And this is the will of God on you.
别人不信主的人。信主的人看到我的时候呢，他来找我才对。
So other people, believers or non-believers, when they look at me, they can come and look for me. That is correct.
为的是什么呢？
For what purpose?
我们的上帝透过你来彰显出他的大能和荣耀的缘故了。
So that through you, our God will be able to exemplify His great power and glory.
啊，这就是上帝统治的方法，这就是上帝拯救我们的目的，这就是对我们身上的上帝的旨意了。
This is the ways of our God's sovereignty. This is the purpose of our God saving us, and this is the will of God on earth.
虽然没有能力来生活是不对的。
Therefore, if we were to live a powerless life, this is incorrect.
在某一个地方我们信错了。
In a certain aspect, we believe it wrongly.
在某一个地方我们跌倒了。
And in a certain aspect, we have fallen down.
啊，一定要相信我们是有影响力的人。
And you must believe that we are influential men.
所以一定要成为有影响力的人。
And we must become an influential man.
做到也好，做不到也好，不是逆中的问题。
If to do it is good, not to do it is also good. It's not about that matter.
啊，你做不到的话，怎么样呢？把你丢在外面。
So if you cannot do it, what happens will throw you outside.
被人家践踏。
And you'll be trampled by other people.
意思说不小心的话你不能得救的意思。
Meaning to say that if you're not careful, you cannot be saved.
啊，如果你得救的话，也就在这边生活的时候失败充满。
So even you are saved, that while you are living on earth, you will be filled with failures.
啊，上帝拯救你的目的是什么？
What is the purpose of our God saving you?
啊，上帝对你身上的啊这个计划或者是旨意是什么？
Exactly what is the plan and what is the will of God on you?
啊，你看第十六节。
Look at verse 16.
你们的光也当这样照在人前，照他们看见你们的好行为啊，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven.
我们时间上第十四节到第十六节不要分享。
Due to time constraint, we're not going to share verse 14 to 16.
啊，如果可以的话，来临的礼拜天分享以赛亚书第六十章第一节到第三节的时候啊，分享看看一下。
There is a way. Then this coming Sunday, we will share Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 to 3. At the point in time, then we will share about this verse 14 to 16.
虽然上次我们看过了第十三节，但是今天再来看第十三节的意思。
Although that we have seen this verse 13, but once again we will look at verse 13.
啊，我们的主耶稣来这个世上了。
Our Lord Jesus come into this earth.
但是呢，那么多的人不要承认他是我们的主。
But so many people do not want to acknowledge that He is our Lord.
为什么那么多的人不愿意承认他是我们的主？
Why so many people do not want to acknowledge that He is our Lord?
啊，当然有很多很多的理由。
Of course, there are many, many reasons.
啊，但是其中一个理由是什么呢？
But what is one of the reasons?
为什么那么多的人不愿意承认耶稣是我们的主？
Why is there so many people do not want to acknowledge that our Lord Jesus is our Lord?
啊，其中一个原因是罪人喜欢主耶稣。
Is that one of the reasons is that the sinners like our Lord Jesus?
啊，比如说妓女、被鬼附身的、生病的、有问题的人，都很愿意来到耶稣那边。
For example, the prostitutes, for those people who are possessed by the devils, for those who have fallen ill, all these people, they really love to come to the side of our Jesus.
然后他们那么喜欢跟耶稣在一起的事情。
And also that they really like to be together with our Lord Jesus.
啊，有这个缘故，那么多的人讨厌耶稣。
So for this reason, so many people do not like our Jesus.
啊，但是喜欢耶稣来到耶稣那边的人都得到医治了。
But for those people who like Jesus and come to our Jesus, they have all received healing.
其实今天也是一样的了。
It's the same in today's context.
如果你是真正的基督徒的话，很多人讨厌你啊。
In the same way, if you are a Christian, many people would dislike you.
有问题的人来找我们才对。
For those people who facing with problems, come and look for us. Then it's correct.
但是现在呢，有问题的人不要来教会。
But what happens that right now, those people who have a problem, they do not want to come to the church.
有问题的人找你，你才是正确的基督徒。
For those people who have a problem to look for you, this then to show that you are the accurate, correct Christian.
那么我看我们教会的人相当有很多的问题。
I saw that the people in our church have rather many problems.
所以这样的人进来这个教会是对的了。
So all these people come into this church, this is right.
啊，看起来 gentleman。
Appears to be a gentleman.
啊，那个英文也那么不错。
And the English is so good.
啊，所以拿到学位。
And receive a degree.
都穿西装。
And they are all put on the western suits.
啊，驾起码啊 BMW.
At least they'll be driving a BMW.
啊，其实我们教会的方舱也是 BMW， 对不对？
So in fact, our church team is also BMW, is it not?
B 是什么 ？Bible.
What is B? B it stands for Bible.
我要分享神的话
了。It means that properly to share the word of God.
M 是啊，这个什么 mission？
M stands for mission。
啊，我们真的好好传这个福音。
Properly to evangelize。
啊 ，W worship。
W means worship。
啊，好好敬拜我们的上帝。
To properly to worship our God。
还有我们怎么做呢
？And what do we do？
就是 power。
It means that the power。
啊，嘛 ，P 是什么呢 ？Prayer。
P is prayer。
啊，你们都忘记了 ？O 是什么？都要记得了。
You must all know about all these syllables。
慢慢看了，其实呢，罪人喜欢耶稣了。
So slowly look at it, the sinners like Jesus.
啊，为什么呢？他们相信去耶稣那边的话，可以得到医治。
Why? Because they believe that if they were to go to Jesus, they can receive healing.
也是一样的了哈，我们周围的人找你才对的了。
In the same way, for our surrounding people come and look for you, that is correct.
现在有问题的人不要找我是不对的了。
So right now, for those people who have problems, who don't want to look for me, this is not right.
啊，现在教会变成这样的了。
And so right now, the churches have become like this.
教会不能提供给有问题的人答案。
So the churches cannot provide our answers to those people with problems.
啊，结果呢，有问题的人不要来找教会了。
As a result, the people with problems, they do not want to search for churches.
啊，看起来没有问题的人才来啊，来教会。
For those people appears that without any problems, they can then come and look for churches.
啊，不是那个教会提供给他们答案，所以呢，看起来没有问题的人来找教会，不是的了。
It's not that the church has actually provided the answers, but yet it's that for those people who have no problems, then come to the church.
教会呢提供给他们 entertainment.
So the churches provide entertainment to them.
不错嘛，穿西装。
So that's not actually too bad because they actually put on the western
suit
and they drive the BMWs.
然后差不多一个小时做崇拜。
And they will spend about 1 hour plus on the praise and worship.
带他去五街路那边的德国的 bread 店。
And actually,
德国那边有很贵的一个啊，这个那个什么什么 point 下面 ，center point 对面的地下。
Oh, and actually to bring them to a bakery shop that's right opposite a center point in Orchard Road.
哦，看起来是很文明的。
Appear to be very civilized people.
不是吗
？Is it not?
那么来这边，这个是好像野蛮人。
And to come here to really warm it out looks a bit barbarian.
明白吗？现在为什么？真的是当时也是为什么讨厌耶稣
？So right now, do you understand why at that time they dislike Jesus?
其实来 找耶稣的时候，你才能得到答案。
In fact, if you were to come to look for Jesus, you can then receive the answer.
还有有问题的人来找我们是才对的了。
And also that for those people who have problems and come and look for us, then it's correct.
先弄清楚。
First, be clear about this.
我们的上帝为什么拯救你
？For what purpose that our God save you?
为的是透过你来处理有问题的人的问题。
The purpose is through you to deal with the people who have problems.
真的，我们是祝福的管道了。
So in that, we are the channels of blessing.
今天我没有影响力，这个事你不要小看了。
Today I am not an influential man. You do not belittle this.
现在耶稣第十三节里面那么清楚地告诉我们，你是世上的盐巴。
So right now, our Jesus so clearly tells us that you are the salt of the earth.
盐巴进来这个食物里面的时候，很有影响力。
So when the salt comes into the food, that is with great influential power.
你也在我们的社会里面，你也在我们的众人中间有影响力才对呀。
In the same way, when you come into this society, in the community, you must become a man of influence, then it's correct.
所以呢，有问题的人来找你才对呀。
Therefore, for the people who have problems, they'll come and look for you, then
it's correct. 现在没有人找你。不对的了。
So right now, no one's come and look for you. This is not correct.
为什么没有人找你
？Why no people come and look for you？
因为你不会出盐巴的味道的缘故了。
It's because that you cannot emit out the flavor of the salt.
如果你能够出盐巴的味道的话，这样呢，有问题的人会找你啊。
It's because you cannot bring out the flavor of the salt. But if you can bring out the flavor of the salt, people with problems will come and look for you.
意思说，人家都承认你有影响力。
Meaning to say that people also acknowledge that you are a man of influence.
这样的人一定会找你啊。
And this way will definitely look for you.
比如说是这样的人，现在如果花生病的话，来找我嘛。
For example, right now, if the flowers are fallen ill, they will also fall.
进来牧师的办公室的话，快要死的花也都活过来开花嘛。
So for those flowers that are going to wither, at the moment that they come and look for Reverend Kang, they will start to bud and flourish.
因为大家都也承认啊，有问题的花进去牧师的办公室的话，会我这个复兴。
Because even people also believe that for those flowers with problems, even come into the office of Reverend Kang, will definitely have this revival.
所以一定要明白，今天我。不会给别人不能影响的话没有影响力的话这个是不相当严重的问题。
Today we must understand if we are not a man of influence or we do not have influential power, this is not a problem that we can belittle this.
因为我们上帝的目的，上帝的旨意是什么？透过你来影响别人。
Because what is the plan and the purpose of God is that through you to influence other people.
我们看看一下，为什么今天我们没有那么大的影响力呢
？Let's take a look exactly for what reason that today we do not have such a great influential power.
或者是为什么我们有时失去这个盐巴的味道呢？
Or sometimes, why do we lose this salt flavor?
原因在哪里？
Where is the reason?
原因在哪里？
Where is the reason?
这就是信心的问题。
This is the matter of faith.
信心真的是信心的问题了。
This is indeed a matter of faith.
你不要说我不是博士来的。
You do not say that I'm not a doctorate.
你不要说我没有什么恩赐。
You do not say that I do not have much gifting.
你不要说我没有什么很多的钱。
Do not say that I do not have much money.
所以呢，怎么能影响别人呢
？Exactly in what way that I can influence other people?
那别人怎么能承认我有影响力的人
？And how other people are able to acknowledge that I'm a man of influence?
那么从哪一个角度来看，我无法发现到我没有这个恩赐
？And whatever angle that I look at myself, does not give any giftings in me.
你的想法是这样。
This is about your views.
结果呢，你没有影响力。
As a result, you do not have any influential power.
你愿意成为有影响力的人吗
？Are you willing to become a man of influence?
你愿意的话，相信你已经拥有了影响力。
If you are willing, then you must believe that you already have this influential power.
我们的，你一定要相信我们的上帝已经给你了影响力。
And you must believe that our God has really given you the influential power.
而且你一定要想明白你是新造的人。
And you must understand that you are a new creation.
你已经变成超自然的存在。
And you become a supernatural existence.
所以呢，无论怎么样，你一定要相信上帝已经给你了能够影响别人的那种的恩赐，那种的能力。
In any case, no matter what happens, you must believe that our God has really given you the kind of power, the kind of gifting to influence other people.
另一句话来说的话，我们的上帝已经把牛奶与蜜汁的蜜汁店已经给你了。
In other words, our God has given you a land with flowing with milk and honey.
不是你慢慢的慢慢的慢慢的做到什么事情，结果呢我们的上帝给你牛奶与蜜之地，不是的咯。
It's not that gradually, because you have done something, therefore our God then give you the land flowing with milk and honey. This is not the case.
我们的上帝已经把能够得到牛奶与蜜之地的那个能力已经给你了。
And our God has really given you the power to receive this land flowing with milk and honey.
啊，真的给我们了吗？
Is this true that He has really given it to us?
约书亚记第一章。
Let's take a look of Joshua chapter one.
第二节到第三节。
Chapter one, verse two to three.
在2019年，我们一定要得胜。
So in the year 2019, we must be victorious.
生活方面也一定要得胜。
So we must have victories in life.
健康方面也一定要得胜。
And we must have gained victories in our health.
上班方面也一定要得胜。
And we must have gained victories in our workplace.
那么赚钱方面也一定要得胜了。
And we must have gained victories in terms of earning money.
真的一定。那个其中一个方法是什么呢？一定要肯定你已经拥有了有影响力的。
So what is that the matter? Is that you must first believe that really have that influential power.
你一定要相信能够得到牛奶与蜜之地的那个恩赐和能力。
And you must really believe that you really have this power and the giftings to receive this land flowing with milk and honey.
真的我们已经拥有了恩赐和能力吗？
Is it true that we really receive this power and gift?
我们一起来念一下，请我的仆人摩西死了。
Verse 1, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord.
那么别人那么厉害跟你无关了。
So other people are so great, it has no concern with you.
摩西很厉害了。
And Moses is very great.
不要跟摩西比较了。
And you do not compare with Moses.
他是他。
He is he.
你是你。
And you are you.
他的时代已经结束了。
And his times have already ended.
他的 leadership 现在行不通了。
And his leadership is no longer
being used. 现在我们面对这个 new age 了。
So right now we are coming into this new age. We are coming into this new age.
我们新时代呢需要新的 leadership。
So in this new age, we need a new leadership.
那么没有电脑的时候，需要背方面有恩赐的人比较容易成功。
So in the times that without any computers, for those people who are very good in memorizing things, they can then easily to gain success.
现在呢，不需要背什么了。
So right now, you do not even need to memorize anything.
所以 IQ 很低也没关系啊。
Therefore, even with a very low IQ, it's okay.
只是知道我需要的 information, 我需要的知识在哪里。
It's just that we need to know exactly where is the information and the knowledge that I require.
然后透过 internet 来把你需要的资料、你需要的知识找出来就好了。
Then you go to the internet to use a search engine to search out the knowledge and the information that you need.
那么也不需要背咯。
And you do not need to memorize.
如果有人问的话，就这么的。就这么的等一下。
If anybody asks, you just ask, wait a moment.
然后开电脑。
And you just switch on the computer.
Click.
And you just make a click.
Print 出来。
Then you print it out.
给他看。
And you show it to him.
时代变了。
Because the times have changed.
摩西死了。
And Moses had died.
不要跟别人比较。
Do not compare with others.
现在你要起来。
So right now you need to stand up.
因着环境条件千万不要怕。
So because of the situations, because of the circumstances, you do not have any fear.
和众百姓过着约旦河，往我所要赐给以色列人的地方，已经赐给你了。
And you and all the people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give it to them, to the Israelites. Have already given it to you.
你这是做什么呢？
What do you need to do then?
凡你们脚掌所踏之地，我都照着我所应许摩西的话赐给你们了。
Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I've given it to you, just as I promised to Moses.
华文里面最后加了是什么意思？
So in the Chinese, there is this particular character.
过去时态的意思。
It means a past tense.
已经给你了。
Has really given it to you.
不是吗？
Is it not?
需要的所有的恩赐和能力已经在你里面了。
All the powers and giftings that you require are all already in you.
你已经拥有了所有的影响力。
And you really have all the influential power.
你能够影响别人。
And you can influence other people.
你能够医治别人。
And you can heal other people.
你能够帮助别人。
And you can help other people.
你能够处理别人的问题。
And you can manage the problems of other people.
已经拥有了。
You already have all this.
相信这点。
Believe this.
真的是这样吗？
Is this true?
你再来看一下以弗所书第一章。
Once again, look at Ephesians chapter 1.
三节。
Verse 3.
以弗所书第一章第三节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3.
已经拥有了我们需要的影响力吗?
Is it true that we will receive all the influential power that we require?
请愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。你看，已经给你了需要的所有的能力和恩赐。
Verse 3, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. It means that we already receive all the giftings and all the powers that we need.
看第七节到第十二节。
Look at verse 7 to 12.
特别是第七节、八节你们自己读。
Particularly verse 7 and 8, you read it yourself.
第九节也你们自己读。
And you read it yourself for verse 9.
看第十节。
Look at verse 10.
请要照所安排的在日期满足的时候, 使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
To be put into effect when the times reach the fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heavens and on earth under Christ.
看第七、八、九节的时候，我可以发现到什么呢？
When we read verse 7, 8, and 9, what can we find?
在那边那么清楚地讲上帝的旨意。
And over there so clearly talks about the will of God.
在那边那么清楚地讲上帝的美意。
And over there so easily to find out about the good will of God.
上帝的美意，上帝的旨意是什么呢？
So exactly what is the good and pleasing will of God?
透过你来经营一切的了。
So that through you, you'll be able to manage everything.
透过你来经营天上地上地下所有的了。
It means that through you to administer everything that's in heavens, on earth, and underground.
为的是荣耀我们的上帝。
So therefore, to glorify our God.
为的是彰显出上帝的荣耀、上帝的权柄、上帝的能力。
So to exemplify the great power of God, the authority of God, and the glory of God.
这就是第十一、十二节的内容嘛。
This is the contents in verse 11 and 12.
对啊，圣经这样讲的，我们不要加什么，不要减什么了。
So indeed, what the Bible says, we do not add anything, we do not subtract anything.
你告诉你旁边的，一定要相信你已经拥有了影响力。
And you tell the person next to you saying that you must believe that you already receive all the influential power.
对，真的，以色列人已经拥有了影响力了。
Truly, the Israelites have already received that influential power.
以色列人已经拥有了能够攻打迦南地的。 恩赐和能力的。
And the Israelites already have the giftings and the power to be able to attack the land of Canaan.
一定要明白以色列人已经拥有了能够攻打迦南地的能力和恩赐。
And you must understand the Israelites already have the powers and the giftings to attack the land of Canaan.
但是为什么他们过了40年后才能进入
But for what reason that they can only come into the land of Canaan after 40 years?
为什么呢？
Why?
我们看看一下《约书亚记》第二章。
Let's look at Joshua chapter 2.
第八节到第十四节。
Verse 8 to 14.
《约书亚记》第二章第八节到第十四节。
Joshua chapter 2, verse 8 to 14.
现在以色列人攻打迦南地之前，把两个探子送到迦南地那边窥探。
So right now, the Israelites, before they attack the land of Canaan, they sent two spies to keep watch over this land.
那时迦南地的政府也知道了两个探子进来我们的迦南地。
So at the time, the government on the land of Canaan also knew that there are two spies have come into the land of Canaan.
所以呢，迦南地政府那边的军队也过来寻找这个两个探子。
As a result, even the army forces of the government of the land of Canaan also come and look for all these two spies.
那时妓女拉哈把这个两个藏起来了。
So at the time, the prostitute Rahab actually hide them.
然后她说什么话呢?
And what did she say?
真的，以色列人原来拥有了影响力，原来拥有了能够攻打迦南地的那个恩赐能力了吗？
Is it true that in fact the Israelites have this influential power? So is it true that Israelites already have the giftings and the power to attack the land of Canaan?
请恩人还没有躺卧女人，就上房顶到他们那里，对他们说：“我知道耶和华已经把这地赐给你们，你看，并且因你们的缘故，我们都。”这什么情况了？这地的一切居民在你们面前先都消化了。
Before the spies lay down for the night, she went up to the roof and said to them, I know that the Lord has given you this land and that a great fear of you has fallen on earth, so that all who live in this country are melting in fear because of you.
你看第十节以后的内容是什么呢?
So let's take a look exactly what is the contents in verse 10 and thereafter.
以色列人出埃及的时候就是说40年前 以色列人的敌人，他们的心已经消化了。
Mean to say that for the Israelites, after the lapse of 40 years, before the lapse of this 40 years, it means that when they left Egypt, they were all melt in fear.
因为他们已经知道了我们的上帝呢把迦南地赐给他们了。
Because they already knew that our God has already given them the land of Canaan.
啊，四十年前以色列人的敌人呢已经知道以色列人拥有了影响力。
40 years ago, the enemies of these Israelites already knew that the Israelites have this influential power.
啊，他们都知道了以色列人能够攻打迦南地的恩赐和能力。
They already knew that the Israelites have this power and the giftings to attack the land of Canaan.
就是自己本身不信。
It's just that they themselves do not believe.
啊，明白吗？现在为失去这个盐巴的味道的意思是什么
？Therefore, right now, do you understand what is the meaning that to lose the flavoring of the salt?
不信自己的影响力的意思了。
It means that do not believe in your own influential
power. 不信自己已经拥有了影响力。
Do not believe that you yourself already had this.
那是你会失去盐巴的味道。
So at that time, you will lose this flavoring of the salt.
失去盐巴的味道没关系，不要这样想。
To lose the flavoring of the salt, this is okay. Do not think this way.
相信我已经拥有了影响力，他们才能得救。
So believe that I already have this influential power. These people can then be saved.
啊，不管这个生活那边也好，健康方面也好，能够得救。
So in any case, whether it's on the daily lives or in terms of the health, they all can be saved.
我们不信的结果呢，有问题的人啊，这个看不起我们。
Because of our unbelief, for those people who have problems, they look down on us.
有问题的人不要找我们。
For those people who have problems, they do not want to look for us.
没关系啊。
Oh, it's okay.
因着这样的事情呢，不要说我们是失败的。
So because of these reasons, do not say that we are the failure.
啊，耶稣那个时代也是 gentlemen 不要找耶稣了。
So during the times of Jesus, even the gentlemen do not want to look for Jesus.
啊，那我上次有一间教会愿意跟我 interview.
So the other time there was this church willing to interview Reverend Kang.
啊，所以呢，我进去办公室。
So I went into the office.
啊，还记得呢，一坐下来问什么呢？
So I still remember the moment that I sat down. What did he ask?
啊，我们的信徒是大概1000多个人。
So we have about over 1,000+ of members.
一千多个人里面，80%多都是起码驾 BMW 那种的车。
So at least 80% of these members, at the bare minimum, they are driving a BMW, this kind of car.
啊，你懂不懂有钱的人的心态？
Do you know about the attitudes of these rich people?
啊，所以我没有钱过，所以不懂。
Because I do not have money before, therefore I do not know.
啊，结果呢？到现在他们没有这个联络我。
As a result, till now they do not want to keep contact with me.
啊，那时候我说我很懂这样的话，可能我在那边做这个宣教师了。
So if at the time I replied that I really know it very well, perhaps I'm really evangelist over there.
啊，你看真的是没有问题的人不要。这个没有问题的人不愿意进来过佛。
So look at this, for those people without any problems, they are not willing to come in to go for.
等等我们以后多加强我们的影响力了。
So next time we must really put on and increase our influential power.
现在在新加坡有，不只是新加坡，全世界有问题的人都来找你，找我们过佛教会才对了。
So not only Singapore, for the people all over the world, if they have problems, they all come to our church and come to look for you, then it's correct.
什么时候发生这样的事情？
At what point in time this kind of things happen?
相信你是有影响力的。
Believe that you are a man of influence.
你告诉你旁边的，你已经拥有了影响力。
You tell the person next to you saying that you already have the influential power.
你看，真的我们相信我有影响力的人，那是你能够得到上帝的能力吗？
Is it true that I believe that I am a man of influence? At the time I can receive the power of God. Is that right?
基米啊，这个拉哈为什么得救呢？
So for this prophecy Rahab, exactly for what reason that she was saved?
因为他们相信以色列人有影响力。
Because that she believed that the Israelites had the influential power.
啊，结果呢，她啊得救了。
As a result, she was saved.
不就是得救？
Not only was saved.
她嫁给什么人？
And who did she marry?
那么她嫁给两个探子中其中一个沙门。
So she married to one of the spies, that means Simon.
沙门是谁呢？
And who is this person?
沙门是谁呢？
Who is this person?
祭司长的儿子。
It's the son of the high priest.
当时祭司长是怎么样可以继承的？
So what about the high priest at that time? They can
be receiving inheritance. 意思说他也是祭司长的意思了。
Meaning to say that he is also
a high priest. 今天我们来讲的国会代表的国会的会长的意思了。
In other words, in today's context, we can say that he is the chairman of the parliamentary.
不是国会代表。
He's not a parliamentary representative.
代表整个国会的会长。
He is the chairman of the entire parliament.
现在拉哈的身份呢？
So right now, what is identity of Rahab?
她的身份是妓女。
And her identity is a prostitute.
妓女怎么嫁给祭司长？
So for a prostitute, how could she marry a high priest?
然后成为了大卫的高祖母。
And becomes the forefathers of this David.
高祖母的话是谁呢？
To become the great-great-grandmother of David.
我爸爸的妈妈。
The mothers of my father.
对不对？
Is it not?
我爸爸的妈妈，我爸爸的爸爸的妈妈，所以算是四代了，第四代。意思说，高祖母的意思是她生了谁呢？波阿斯。
So for the great grandmother, that means that Boaz.
波阿斯生了什么人
？And Boaz, who did he father?
波阿斯生了大卫的爸爸。
And Boaz actually, he is the father of.
啊，这样的已经是第三代嘛。
It means the third generation.
大卫的爸爸生了谁呢
？So for David's father,
就是大卫。
Father, it means David.
你看，一个承认以色列人的影响力的时候呢，他不只是得救，也成为了大卫王的高祖母。
So look at this. Not only that she acknowledged about this Israelite identity, not only that she was saved, but she became the identity of a great grandmother of David.
不只是这样呢，成为了弥赛亚的血统。
And not only this, that there was a bloodline that running through her that becomes the bloodline of
this Messiah. 意思说，耶稣基督的家人了。
It means that it's the family of Jesus.
啊，看一下马太福音。
Let's take a look at Gospel of Matthew.
第一章
，Chapter One，
第五节
，Verse Five。
怎么你们好像第一次听过的表情
？Appears that you have seen this for the first time.
好，请撒门从拉合自生波阿斯。波阿斯从路德士生厄贝德，厄贝德生耶西，耶西生大卫王，大卫王后代生了耶稣。
So verse 5, Salmon, the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab. Boaz, the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth. Obed, the father of Jesse, and Jesse, the father of King David. And thereafter, there was this bloodline that goes to Jesus.
啊，所以明白吗？相信。你已经拥有了需要的所有的恩赐和能力。
Therefore, now you understand, you must believe that you already have all the powers and give things of influential power.
那是你能够影响别人。
At that time, you can influence other people.
相信了，不要认为是这么那个拿到什么文凭才能变成有影响力，不是的咯。
You must believe this. You do not consider just because I receive certain type of degrees, then I can then become a man of influence. This is not the case.
我们看所罗门的故事的时候，更明白我们已经拥有了影响力。
So when we look at the story of Solomon, then we must really understand that we really have this influential power.
我们看所罗门的故事的时候，也明白了上帝已经给我们了我们需要的所谓的智慧和能力。
So when we look at the story of Solomon, we already know that our God has really given us all the powers and all the wisdom that we require.
你看看《列王记》上。
Let's look at First Kings.
第四章。
Chapter four.
三十节到第三十一节。
Verse 30 to verse 31.
列王记上第四章。
First Kings chapter four.
三十节到第三十一节。
Verse 30 to verse 31.
请所罗门的智慧超过东方人和埃及人的一切智慧，他的智慧胜过麦人。万人胜过以色拉人以探并马和的儿子西曼雅各达达的智慧。
Solomon's wisdom was greater than the wisdom of all the people of the east and greater than all the wisdom of Egypt. He was wiser than anyone else, including Ethan, the Ezrahite, wiser than Heman, Karkal, and Dada, the sons of Mahor, and his fame spread to all the surrounding nations.
应该说我们那个时代呢，以探还有西曼，还有呢雅各，还有呢达达，这个人是最聪明的人了。
Can be considered at the times of the Solomon, Ethan,Heman, Karkal, and Dada, they must be those people who are very wise.
但是所罗门的智慧呢，胜过他们的智慧。
But what about the wisdom of Solomon? The Solomon's wisdom surpasses them.
真的是这样吗
？Is this true then?
我们看这个哥林多前书第一章第二十七节到第三十节的时候，也是说这句话了。
So when we look at First Corinthians chapter 7 verse 30 to verse 31, also say about this statement.
看起来你们是很笨的了。
Appears that you are very stupid.
看起来你们是没有钱的了。
Appears that you're without money.
看起来你们是没有什么影响力的了。
Appears that you're men without any influential power.
但是我们的上帝对你身上有计划。
But our God has a plan for you.
我们的上帝的旨意是什么？
So what is the will of God?
把上帝所有的智慧赐给你了。
To give all the wisdom of God, all given to you.
这就是第三次节的内容嘛。
This is condensed in verse 30.
所以说你不要说我是笨的。
Therefore, you do not say that I'm stupid.
你不要说我是没有影响力的。
And you do not say that I do not have any influential power.
不要相信世上人讲的。
Do not believe all the words that come from the worldly people.
你真的有影响力。
Indeed, you're a man of influence.
上帝已经把他的智慧赐给你了。
And our God has really given you His wisdom.
我知道在新加坡也有很多很多的很这个聪明的。
I also know that in Singapore there are many many intelligent people.
那我知道你不是这个人。不是这个初级学校毕业的。
I know that you do not graduate from the reference institution.
可能你是这个无人这个初级学校毕业的了。
For example, you are graduated from a nameless college.
我不要误解这个无论是最不好，不是这个的意思。无论怎么样，是这样的了。无论怎么样，你不是那不是这个初级学校毕业的了。
So, for example, in any case, you are not graduated from the reference institution.
没关系啊。
This is okay.
但是你相信我是有影响力的人。
But you believe that I'm a man of influence.
那么上帝会做什么事情呢？
And what does our God do?
看哥林多前书第二章第九节。
Let's take a look in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9.
会发生什么事情？
And what happens?
你不要认为是苏勒曼是很特别的。
And you do not consider that Solomon is very special.
圣经那么清楚地告诉我们说，苏勒曼的智慧、聪明等等都是上帝给他的了。
And the Bible already says that the wisdom, the understanding, etc. of Solomon is all given by God.
不是靠着自己的努力能力来得到的。
It's not received by his own diligence and strength.
如果你相信我真的是我上帝已经给我了影响力。
So if you truly believe that oh my God has really given me the influential power,
那么神为爱他的人所预备的是同一个意思了。
So our God already prepared for those people who love Him.
如果你相信上帝已经给你了你需要的所有的恩赐和能力。
So if you really believe that our God has really given you all the giftings and power that you need,
我们的上帝会准备什么礼物呢？
And what is the present that our God will prepare?
眼睛未曾看见的。耳朵未曾听见的，人心也未曾想到的那种的祝福给你啊。
The kind of blessings that no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no human mind has ever conceived.
明白吗？信心的问题。
So right now, do you understand this about the issue of faith?
我们太没有信心了。
And we are really a man without much faith.
我们注意看圣经了，圣经讲的，我们不要加什么，不要减什么了。
And we must pay attention to the Bible. What the Bible says, we do not add anything, we do not subtract anything.
还有第二，什么时候我们失去盐巴的味道呢？
And also, secondly, in what circumstances that we lose the flavoring of the salt.
第一个是不懂自己的影响力。
First is that do not know about your own influential power.
不懂自己已经拥有了所谓的恩赐和能力。
Do not know about that you already have all the powers and giftings of influential power.
然后靠着自己的努力和能力来生活，那是你会失去基督徒的香气，基督徒的味道了。
So you just live by your own strength and diligence. At the time, you will lose your flavoring, you will lose your fragrance as a Christian.
所以呢，什么时候我们会失去我们的味道呢？
So when will we lose our flavoring?
一定要承认我所拥有的一切都是从上帝而来的。
Must believe that everything that I have all comes from God.
别人所拥有的一切也是从上帝而来的。
Everything that other people have also come from God.
所以呢，一定要尊敬别人。
Therefore, you must respect other people.
我所拥有的一切都是从上帝而来的。
Everything that I have comes from God.
他所拥有的一切也是从上帝而来的。
What he has, everything also come from God.
因为我们都是照着上帝的形象来被造的。
Because we have been made in the image of God.
所以呢，尊敬别人。
Therefore, respect other people.
这个是那么重要的。
And this is so important.
一定要。我承认别人的恩赐和能力。
And you must acknowledge the power and the giftings of other people.
你看这个《使徒行传》第十二章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 12.
二十一节到第二十三节。
Verse 21 to verse 22.
不要以为这个能力是我自己得到的。
Do not consider that these giftings were just, this power were all received by my own efforts.
不要以为这笔钱是我的。
Do not consider this sum of money is mine.
不要说这个健康是我的。
And do not say that this health is mine.
不要说这个时间是我的。
And do not say that this time is mine.
啊，不要说这个知识是我的。
And do not say that this knowledge is mine.
不是的人，你所拥有的知识，你所拥有的健康，你所拥有的钱，所有的都是上帝给你的了。
This is not what the knowledge that you have, the money that you have, and the giftings that you have, and etc. All this comes from God.
啊，以前我认为是不信主的人的能力是从魔鬼而来的。
So last time I considered that for the power of the non-believers, they come from the devil.
但是后来看再来看圣经的时候，发现它不是的了。
And subsequently, when I look at the Bible, this is not the case.
不信主的人，他们所拥有的能力也是从上帝而来的了。
So for the non-believers, for the power that they possess, they all come from God.
所以为什么他们会灭亡？
So for what reason that they perished?
绝对不要承认这个是上帝给我的。
That we do not want to acknowledge that this is what our God has given to me.
结果呢，不要荣耀我们的上帝。
As a result, do not want to glorify our God.
这个是靠着我的努力来得到的。
These I receive it just by my own diligence.
这是靠着我的知识来得到的。
These I receive it just by my own knowledge.
你不要承认所有的都是从上帝而来的，你不要承认这一点的话，怎么样呢？你一定会灭亡。
You do not want to acknowledge that everything comes from God. If you do not want to acknowledge this point, you will definitely perish.
看看一下第21节到第23节。
Let's look at verse 21 to verse 23.
叙利在锁定的日子穿上朝服坐在位上对他们讲论一番百姓喊着说这是神的声音不是人的声音叙利不归荣耀给神所有主的使者立刻罚他他被虫所咬，妻就绝了。哦，那么残忍的方式来死了。
On the appointed day, he wearing his royal robes, sat on his throne and delivered a public address to the people. They shouted, "This is a voice of a God, not of a man." Immediately, because he did not give praise to God, an angel of the Lord struck him down, and he was eaten by worms and died. And he died in such a tragic manner.
你看。不信主的人的能力也是从哪里来的呢
？So look at this for the powers of the non-believers. Where does it come from?
不信主的人的能力也是从上帝来的了。
So look at this for the abilities of the non-believers. All these come from God.
那么当然，信主的人的能力也是从上帝来的了。
Of course, for the believers' power, they all come from God.
所以呢，你一定要怎么样呢？荣耀我们的上帝。
Therefore, you must glorify our God.
你不要说我。
You do not say I, me, myself.
你不要说这是我的钱。
And you do not say that this is my money.
你不要说我靠着我的努力来赚的。
And you do not say that I earn this just by my own diligence.
你不要说我靠着我的文凭来赚的。
And you do not say that I earn this by my own degree.
文凭也是神给你的。
Degree is also given by God.
你不要说我努力做运动所以很健康。
And you do not claim that because I really strive in exercise and therefore I'm very healthy.
不是的，上帝给你的。
No, this is not. It's God has given
to you. 只是你的脑细胞里面一粒细胞这什么故障也是你会变成这个中风了，你知道吗
？It's just that if out of your brain cells one single brain cell has malfunction, you can have a stroke. Do you know that?
所以我们凡事感谢了。
Therefore, always give thanks.
所以不要惧怕了。
Therefore, do not fear.
不要担心了。
And do not worry.
上帝给我们的能力，上帝给我们的恩赐是够用的了。
The power that God has given to us, the gifting that God has given to us, they are sufficient for us.
现在我的恩赐，我的能力，能不能突破现在这个时代的问题？不要这样想。
So right now, the powers and the giftings I have, can it help me to overcome the problems of this new age? Do not think this way.
我们的上帝为什么把逆种的恩赐、逆种的能力给你呢
？For what reason that our God has given you that kind of power, that kind of giftings?
用神给你的恩赐，用神给你的能力，能够突破现在你所面对的各样各。
So that to use the powers and the giftings that our God has given to you, so that you are able to overcome every single problem.
所以先相信，对不对
？Therefore, first believe, is it not?
第二呢，承认所有的都是从上帝来的。
Secondly, to acknowledge that everything comes from God.
不信主的人的能力也是从上帝来的。
So for the powers of the non-believers also come from God.
那么希律王为什么死呢
？So for what reason that for this king actually died?
把 自己当成神，有这个缘故死了吗？
So did he die because that he set himself up as God?
啊，不是的了。
This is not.
他不要承认我的口才是神给我的。
Because King Herod did not want to acknowledge that his eloquence comes from God.
啊，他很骄傲了。
And he was very arrogant.
啊，结果呢，他骄傲的缘故死了。
As a result, because of his arrogance, he died.
我们一定要明白什么算是圣经讲的骄傲。
And we must understand that exactly what is considered as arrogance that is written in the Bible.
啊，这个是我的。
And this is mine.
你的也是我的。
Yours is also mine.
啊，这都我，这就是骄傲了。
And this is arrogance.
这个是我的钱。
And this is my money.
啊，这个是我的时间。
And this is my time.
这就是骄傲。
And this is arrogance.
上帝要你的时间的话，你一定要拨出来。
So if our God wants your time, you must let it cut it out.
你不要说忙。
You do not say that.
那个时间是神给你的了。
And that time is given by God.
啊，最近我很忙。
And recently I'm busy.
哪里有时间祷告
？Where is that time to pray?
不是的，上帝要让你祷告的话，你无论怎么忙，顺从神的话了。
In any case, if our God wants you to pray, no matter how busy you are, you must obey and pray.
啊，上帝让你奉献你。甘心可以来奉献了。
So if our God wants you to give offerings, then you must be willingly and joyfully
give offerings. 你不要说这是我的钱。
And you do not say that
this is my money. 不是的，上帝给你的了。
This is not. This money is given by God.
你一定要承认所有的都是从上帝来的。
And you must acknowledge that everything comes from God.
我什么都没有了。
I have nothing.
今天我能够活下去是神的恩典。
Today I can continue to live is because of the grace of God.
啊，你没有那种的信心的话，怎么样呢？算是失去盐巴的味道。
If you do not have the kind of faith, it can be considered that you have lost the flavor of a salt.
啊，这个是很重要的。现在叙利亚为什么死
？This is very important. For what reason that this king Herod died?、
啊、他很自私了。
He is very selfish.
他很骄傲了。
And he's very arrogant.
结果呢，魔鬼进来了。
As a result, the devils come in.
啊，雅各书第四章怎么说呢
？What does it say in James chapter 4?
啊，特别雅各书第四章六节到第七节怎么说呢
？Particularly in James chapter 4, verse 6 to 7, what does it say?
上帝一定会使用谦卑。
Our God will definitely use the humble ones.
上帝一定会怎么样呢？丢弃骄傲的人。
And our God will definitely forsake the proud.
所以呢，要谦卑了。
Therefore, be humble.
谦卑是什么
？What is humble?
承认所有的都是从上帝而来的。
To acknowledge that everything comes from God.
所以呢，上帝恩典给我的话，我够用了。
Therefore, if our God has shown me grace, this is sufficient.
2019年我们一定要得到这样的、这个信心。
So in the year 2019, we must receive this kind of faith.
你知道吗这里的失去盐巴的味道是什么意思
?So right now, do you know what is the meaning that to lose the flavor of salt?、
啊、变成笨的有这个的意思了。
It has this meaning that become foolish.、
啊、真的不要变成笨的了。
That we do not become foolish men.
所以呢也要承认别他的恩赐和能力是从上帝来的。
Also must acknowledge that his giftings and power come from God.
这样的话一定要尊敬别人。
This way you must respect other people.
一定要尊敬他的祝福。
And you must respect his blessing.
一定要尊敬他的职分。
And you must respect his ministry.
一定要尊敬他的侍奉。
And you must respect his ministry.
那是我们的上帝使用我们。
So at that time, our God used us.
你看马太福音第十章第四十一节到第四十二节怎么说呢
？So what does it say in Matthew chapter 10, verse 41 to verse 44?
不管信主不信主，你尊敬他的能力、他的恩赐的时候发生什么事
？So whether believers or non-believers, you acknowledge his power, you acknowledge his gifting. What happens?
啊，请人因为先知的名接待先知，必得先知所得的赏赐。人因为义人的名接待义人，必得义人所得的赏赐。第四十二节，无论何人因为门徒的名，只把一杯凉水给这小孩子的，你的一个喝，我实在告诉你们，这人不能不得赏赐。
Verse 41, whoever welcomes a prophet as a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever welcomes a righteous person as a righteous person will receive a righteous person's reward. Verse 42, and if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to any of these little ones who is my disciple, truly I tell you, that person will certainly not lose their reward.
啊，这个是笨的。
Oh, this is very stupid.
然后不要尊敬他。
And does not want to respect him.
那么你得到笨的赏赐。
Then you will receive about this stupidity.
虽然那个是笨的。
And although that is stupidity.
但是尊敬他。
And respect him.
那么临到他身上的祝福也会临到你的身上。
And the blessings that fall on him will also come upon you.
啊，把他看成王。
And to look upon him as a king.
那么王的祝福临到你的身上。
Therefore, the blessings of a king come upon you.
啊，那把他看成朋友。
And you look upon him as a friend.
那么朋友的恩，这个祝福临到你的身上。
Therefore, the blessings of the friend come upon you.
啊，当然我们牧师跟你之间一定要亲密。
Of course, between you and Reverend Kang, you must be very close relationship.
啊，但是他是我的朋友。
But he's my friend.
这样的话，你得到朋友的奖赏而已啊。
So right now, you only receive the rewards of a friend.
虽然很亲密。
Although very close,
但是他是牧师。
But he is a pastor.
这样的话，你会得到牧师的奖赏。
And this way, you can receive a pastor's reward.
你尊敬别人。
And you respect other people.
尊敬别人的话，你尊敬老板。
And you respect other people if you were to respect your boss.
那么老板的奖赏临到你的身上。
Therefore, the boss rewards will also come upon you.
这是很重要的。
And this is very important.
你尊敬你的老师。
And you respect your teacher.
那么老师的奖赏临到你的身上。
And therefore, the teacher's reward will also come upon you.
但是你看不起他。
But you look down on him.
啊，那么什么都没有了。
And therefore, you end up with nothing.
明白吗？这句话的意思。
Therefore, now do you understand about this meaning of this statement?
这就是圣经讲的不要失去眼巴的意思。
This is the meaning that what the Bible says that do not lose the sword.
所以这里讲的圣经讲的眼巴是什么意思呢？
So when the Bible talks about the sword, exactly what is the meaning?
谦卑了。
Be humble.
不要骄傲了。
Do not be proud.
尊敬别人了。
Respect others.
服侍别人。
To serve others.
跟别人和睦。
To be at peace with other people.
这就是圣经讲的眼巴的意思了。
This is what the Bible talks about the sword, the meaning thereof.
啊，在哪里呢？
And where is that?
马可福音第九章第41节到第50节。
So in Mark chapter 9, chapter, verse 49 to verse
马可福音第九章第41节到第50节。
Mark chapter 9, verse 41 to verse 50.
他虽然是小小的。
Although he is very small.
但是尊敬他。
But respect him.
尊敬他了，对不对？
To respect him, is it not?
服侍他了。
To serve him.
不要向别人来犯罪了。
Do not sin against other people.
你的眼睛犯了罪。
And your eyes have sinned.
让你挖出来。
And you got it out.
你的手犯罪。
And your hands have committed sin.
是意思说你的眼睛哪看不起别人。
So it means that you use your eyes and haughty eyes and you look down on people.
用你的手来看不起别人。
And you use your hands to look down on people.
用你的脚来看不起别人。
And you use your legs to look down on people.
不要这样子了。
And do not be like this.
谦卑的。
Humble.
服侍别人。
To serve others.
尊敬别人。
Respect others.
这就是眼巴。
And this is sword.
看第五十节。
Look at verse 50.
请。眼本是好的，若失了位，可用什么叫它再显呢？你们里头应当有眼，彼此和睦。
Salt is good, but if it loses its saltiness, how can you make it salty again? Have salt among yourselves and be at peace with each other.
明白吗？
Do you understand?
那么马太福音第五章十三节的意思明白吗？
So in Matthew chapter 5 verse 13, do you understand the meaning?
什么算是不会失去盐巴的味道？
Exactly what is considered that you do not lose the flavoring of salt.
相信我已经拥有了影响力。
Believe that I already receive all this influential power.
还有什么算是不会失去盐巴的味道？
And also that exactly what is considered that do not lose the taste of the salt.
一定要显出上帝的形象。
And you must have fully exemplified the image of God.
一定要显出上帝的品性。
And you must have fully exemplified the personality of God.
意思说尊敬别人。
Meaning that respect others.
服侍别人。
To serve others.
谦卑。
Humble.
是这样的咯。
This is it.
还有跟别人和睦了。
And also be peace with other people.
这样做的时候怎么样呢？健康方面，赚钱方面，各个方面怎么样呢？一定会得胜。
So when you do this, what happens in terms of health, in terms of earning money, and etc., you will definitely gain victories.
耶稣这样讲了，你们这样做的时候怎么样呢？会彰显出上帝的荣耀。
So Jesus so clearly said this, and it's all written in the Bible. If you were to do this, you can exemplify the great glory of God.
还有彼得前书第二章第九节怎么说呢？
And what does it say in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9? What does it say there?
第九节到第十二节了。
Verse 9 to 12.
怎么说呢？
And what does it say there?
如果你显出上帝的品性的话，谦卑、服侍、和睦等等，对不对？尊敬，这样做的话怎么样呢？我们的上帝一定透过你来彰显出他的大能和荣耀。
So what happens if you are humble yourself, then you'll be living at peace with other people. You really serve other people, and this way, our God will definitely through you to exemplify His great power and glory.
提多书第二章第十二节到第十四节怎么说呢
？So what does it say in Titus chapter 2 verse 11 to 12? What does it say there?
啊，为什么上帝拯救你
？For what reason that our God save you?
为的是透过你来彰显出上帝的荣耀、上帝的能力、上帝的权柄。
So that you are able to exemplify the great power of God, the glory of God, the authority of God.
什么时候呢
？When
谦卑、尊敬、服侍、和睦的时候。
When you respect, when you serve other people, when you humble and you respect other people.
所以呢，不要害别人。
Therefore, you do not harm other people.
啊、如果有人害你的话，你不要受伤心。
So if other people harm you, you do not get hurt.
哎呀，他伤害我了。
Oh, he give me hurt.
不要这样想。
Do not think this way.
他怎么样呢？伤害，伤害，伤害是中国。
This is a pronunciation. It's just Shanghai in China. This is not that he has given you hurt.
不要受伤心。
Do not receive hurt.
这样的话。你害自己了你啊
This way you only harm yourself.
啊，他害我了，那么怎么办
？Of course he has given me harm. Then what do I do then?
不关你的事。
He does not concern with you.
上帝会处理。
Our God can deal with it.
不需要由你来报仇。
Does not need you to take revenge.
不需要你咬牙切齿。
Does not need you to gush your tears.
饶恕了。
Forgive.
称赞了。
To praise.
接受了。
Accept.
跟他和睦了。
Be at peace with him.
这就是谦卑嘛。
And this is called
这就是尊敬嘛。
This is called respect.
这就是这个服侍嘛。
This is called serving.
啊，这样做的时候，我们各个方面一定会得胜。
This way, if we were to do this, we can gain victories in every aspect.
今天我们看看了。
Today we take a look.
啊，为什么一直碰到很多很多的攻击
？Why we keep facing with many many attacks？
啊，今晚我们一定要扬武旗。
And today, tonight, we must definitely wield the hands.
不要扬这个这什么攻击。
We must raise the hands and not the roosters.
啊，今天我们彻底的穿这个报复的衣服了。
And tonight, we must definitely put on the garment of vengeance.
啊，讨厌这个罪。
To detest this sin.
讨厌这个攻击我们的这个恶势力。
To detest these evil forces that attack us.
啊，怎么讨厌呢
？How do we dislike them?
啊，不是咬牙切齿。
It's not to gush, not to gush your.
肯定你的身份。
And to acknowledge your own identity.
还有尊敬。
Respect.
饶恕。
Forgive.
明白吗
？Do you understand?
啊，承认他的职分。
To acknowledge his position.
啊，那么我们来临的礼拜天宣布啊新的同工。
So this coming Sunday, we will announce a new ministers.
为什么啊牧师没有选我呢
？So why Reverend Kang does not choose me?
啊，不要这样想。
Do not think this way.
都是上，一切都是啊从上帝来的。
Everything comes from God.
为什么上帝选他呢
？Why God choose him?
啊，不要这样来批评他。
Do not criticize him this way.
不要那样来讨厌他。
Do not dislike him this way.
应该是选我才对。
To choose me then is correct.
为什么选他
？Why choose him?
啊，不要这样。
Do not be like this.
接受了。
Accept.
承认。
Acknowledge.
所有的都是从上帝来的。
Everything comes from God.
这就是谦卑。
And this is called humbleness.
这样做的时候呢，可以活到150岁。
So if we were to do this, we can live to age 150.
啊，二十岁的啊健康来活到120岁。
With the health of a 20-year-old, we can live up to the age of 150.
那么有些人说，牧师你不要咒诅我。
Oh, some people will say, Reverend Kang, he do not curse me.
为什么这样想呢
？Why do you think this way?
不能相信吗
？Can you not believe this?
摩西活到120岁，但是圣经怎么说呢？
So Moses, he lived to the age of 120. What does the Bible say?
他的牙齿、他的膝盖、他的什么眼睛都怎么样的？20岁年轻人的条件。
His teeth, his kneecaps, as well as his eyes, all this is just like the conditions of the 20-year-old man.
我发现到，哎，你可以活到150岁。
I realized that, say, you can live to the age of 150.
不要了，不要了。
Oh, no, no, I do not want.
因为没有牙齿。
Because without teeth.
眼睛也很看不到。
And also the eyes could not see well.
不要了。
Do not be like this.
你慢慢看到啊，真的是我们太没有信心了。
So slowly look at this. In fact, we are really a man without much faith.
你黑里古鲁伯牧师那样，然后我健康来生活，然后就服侍到底。
So just like Pastor Henry Gouver, I must live healthily and serve right to the end.
不是吗
？Is it not?
啊，我们今天晚上呢，一定要得胜了。
So tonight we must have victory.
一定要得胜。
Must be victorious.
我确实再来恩膏我们。
Oh my Lord Jesus, once again to anoint us. Anoint, anoint.
我却说
Oh my Lord,
自己恩膏自己好不好
？You yourself anoint yourself.
把你的手放在你的头上了。
You use your hands to put it on.
我们的主耶稣，今天现在我们自己把自己的手放在自己的头上了。
Oh Lord Jesus, at this evening we use our own hands to lay it on our head.
啊，真的感谢你再来告诉我们你的真理。
Really thankful to you because once again you tell us your truth.
啊，主耶稣，现在他们凭着信心来恩膏这个按自己的头。
My Lord Jesus, right now they are all by faith. They use their hands to lay on the crown of the head. Anoint.
Oh, 再来
Once again, anoint.
更多更多的油来
Anoint with more and more oil.
新的油来
Anoint with new oil.
圣的火来
To anoint with the fire of Holy Spirit.
活水活水来
To anoint with the living water.
宝血宝血来
Anoint with the precious blood. Precious blood.
火进去进去。
And the fire of Holy Spirit go in.
黄金油也进去。
Golden oil also go in.
活水活水也洗洗干净。
And the living waters also cleanse.
宝血宝血遮盖我们每个人的生命。
And precious blood, precious blood to cover every one of us.
恩膏。
Anoint.
我们都接受，求你更大的油，更多的油来恩膏。
My Lord Jesus, for greater oil and more oil to anoint all of us.
新鲜的油来恩膏。
To anoint with the oil of faith.
我们从来没有经历过的最大的圣灵的火来恩膏。
And to anoint with the fire of Holy Spirit that we have never ever experienced.
也活血来洗干净。
And also to cleanse us with the living
water. 宝血，宝血，宝血来遮盖。
And to cover us with the precious blood.
再来洗净。
Once again, you cleanse.
我主耶稣，用你的火，用你的油，用你的活水，用你的宝血来再来恩膏。
Oh my Lord Jesus, use your precious blood, use your living waters, use the Holy Spirit.
Touch, touch, touch.
To anoint, to touch everyone of them.
再来充满。
Fill us.
更充满。
Fill us more.
更充满。
To fill us more and more.
火。
Fire.
圣灵的油。
Fire the Holy Spirit.
活水，活水。
Leading water.
宝血，宝血，宝血。
Precious blood.
洗净，洗净。
Cleansed.
恩膏，恩膏。
Anoint and anoint.
我们开声来祷告。
Let us pray.